USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is offering Britain's King Charles condolences after the death of Queen Elizabeth. Biden and the King spoke by phone, and the White House provided a readout of the call. The statement saying Biden noted the dignity and constancy of the Queen's long reign and her work toward deepening the enduring friendship and special relationship between the United States and the UK. Union railway workers are striking. Nearly 5,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers voted to approve the strike. It's the first union to do so during the current labor dispute. The White House is said to be working very hard to avert a national rail strike. Texas's plan to send illegal immigrants to the sanctuary city of Chicago is causing some infighting in the state. The mayor of suburban Elk Grove, Craig Johnson, says he was given very little information before illegal immigrants were moved into his community.
We treat them with respect and dignity they deserve, and we'll give them jobs, but don't call us ever again xenophobic.
The mayor wanting an apology from the governor of Illinois, who suggested that it's xenophobic to complain about illegal immigrants being housed in the suburbs. Three Iranian nationals are being charged in ransomware attacks. Officials say they tried to hack into hundreds of computers nationally and around the world, including New Jersey. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is calling for fentanyl-related substances to be declared Schedule I drugs permanently. Jordan sending the Drug Enforcement Administration a letter Wednesday asking for information on how the drug's temporary classification as a Schedule I has assisted the fight against the opioid crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Republican leaders are continuing to call out Democrats for their spending.
President Biden and House Democrats' reckless spending and failed far-left policies have plunged our economy into a recession.
New York lawmaker Elise Stefanik talking about how Democrats' decisions are affecting her constituents. She said the White House's failed radical policies have caused the inflation crisis. A data breach has one NFL team in hot water with its fans.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against the San Francisco 49ers of the NFL after a massive data breach. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting the ransomware attack happened last February and exposed personal information of nearly 21,000 individual ticket holders, vendors, and employees. The class action suit filed last week alleges invasion of privacy and negligence. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The defense rests its case in the sentencing of convicted Parkland, Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz. Judge Elizabeth Schreier and the state were caught off guard with the decision.
You all knew about this, and even if you didn't make your decision until this morning, to have 22 people plus all of the staff and every attorney march into court, be waiting as if it's some kind of game.
The state was asking for time to plan a rebuttal as they were expecting 40 more witnesses from the defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.